Morning, Boker Tov. Today's office, Yivam Samach Tes. We left off Samach Ches Amabez. Let's pick it up from V'Ema Nivla Lepasla Chayav Kriis. I think that's where we left off. It's about 7 lines up at the bottom of the page, 8 lines up, last 2 words on the line. So again, just to get our bearings, we've been discussing in the past bladder or so, and it's going to continue throughout the whole day of today, about what makes an Isha not fit to A, Itrumo, or B, marry into Kuna. So just, we'll call it Pasla Kuna. So we already brought drushas to explain both about a Baskayin, not even being able to go back to her chuma of Beis Avia and not be able to eat chuma anymore and not be able to marry a kohen in the future, as well a Levia, Bas Levi, or Bas Yisrael, also not being able to eat chuma nor marry into Kuna. We discussed Bas Levi, Bas Yisrael. Obviously, if they can't marry Kuna, they can't eat chuma, because how would they eat chuma otherwise? We discussed, no, there's a case that she had already been married to a kohen previously, and then the kohen, and they had a child, and the kohen passed on. So that would be a case of Bas kohen, Bas Levi, and Bas Yisrael, that right now are not married to kohen. They still are able to eat chuma because they were married to kohen with a descendant who is a kohen, which allows them to eat chuma, and they can still become possible from eating chuma, separate from the psul of being able to marry a kohen in the future. L'mayis b'lin da, all those dinim that when the nivela to the various psulim, it makes them usher to marry kuna and to eat chuma. So ask the Gemara now. Vema nivela l'pasla chayv krisos. Who said that nivela l'pasla, list of case we gave before, was a lot of the case with chayv lavin, the mamzer, the sin, the adaimi mitzri? Who said that being married to those psulim make her pasul? Maybe when it talks about being married to pasul, it's talking about chayv krisos. When she has relations and tries to marry chayv krisos, maybe only that makes her pasul. Answers the Gemara, kisiyah amrachmana. The pasul is lashon of kisiyah. Kisiyah is lashon of havaya, lashon of marriage. Hanach this b'havaya, it means it's referring to scenarios where there's havaya, where there's marriage, and chayv krisos labnei avayinu. And chayv krisos are not subject to havaya. Chayv krisos kushas avichal, kushas atayfus. By chayv krisos, according to anybody, kushas atayfus. So therefore, as we had earlier back on Daf, I think it was Mabtes, right? So therefore, the pasuk must be referring to a psul in Bia, kisiyah lishzar, a psul Bia of these chayv lam cases. Ask them one second. So you're telling me chayv, where kedusha is not teifas nachal, is not included in that. In that, with the chayv kriyav chayv kars, let's say, is not included in that drasha. So let's pick another case. Yachi, ayvicham ve'eved. In a case where she had relations with a ayvichavim, a guy or an eved kanani, then which she cannot, kedusha is not chal with them. Then lechayra, she should be able to sell eat chuma because it's not included in that pasuk. That pasuk, that psul of like kisiya lishzar doesn't apply because there's no havai there. So the limud that the anisha is bow with the avicham me'eved that becomes pasul chuma is missing. Says more hanach pasul midir bishmal. You're right. These scenarios are pasul from bishmal. Damar bishmal yechem bishmal bishmal. Rabbi Yechon said name of bishmal. Menayin la avicham me'eved shemal basrul val kehenes ulevia shepsul hayno avicham me'eved that's ba either a basrul a baskayin a baslevi that he pasul them from chuma shenemar ubas. Pasuk says about Kayan when she's Amana Grusha, and there's a pasuk quoted just the other day in yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf, that she does not have children and her husband passes on. She's Amana Grusha. We said either passes on or divorce her and she has no children. She can go back to eat from the lechem of her father. She can go back to eat the chuma of her father. We learn from that pasuk that it says Kisiya when she's an Amana Grusha. What do we dash from there? Top of Samach Tes, I'm top words of the page. Mishesh Lamanas Fagershim Ba, Tafka, a woman, where Shayach Almanas Fagershim, meaning she was married and she's an Almana from that marriage. She was married and she's a Grush from the marriage. Yatsu, but only there could she go back to eat the chuma of Beis Avia. Yatsu, but that excludes a relationship with a guy or an akum where she has no marriage. She's not a mana from that union. She's not a grusha for that union. There's no marriage, no halachic marriage in the first place, and therefore that's excluded in that from the pasuk which says that she's allowed to go back to eat the chum of her father's house. Now the obvious sign is that pasuk clearly is talking about a baskayin. We're talking about a baskayin going back to eat the chum of her father's house. So I've established for that pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel's Gishmak and Drasha, that if she doesn't have a manas Gerishin, then she's excluded from being able to go back to eat the chuma of her father. And what's that? What's that case? The case is Evan and Akum, where if she has relations with them, she's taka pasul for going back to her father's chuma. But where do you see the Bas Levi and the Bas Yisrael are pasul? Ask Gemara Eshchan Kehenes Levi of Yisrael Spinalon. I find this the source now about Akum and Evan when the Bas Yisrael has relations, she becomes pasul to Kuna. I find it by Bas Kayin. But how do I know by a Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi, that's not part of the pasuk we just quoted? This is going to be a chazara of what we had right towards the end of Samach Ches on Erev Shabbos is daf. Kedam Rav Abba Rav Bas Ubas. We darshan Bas Ubas. Hachrami. Rav Abba Rav says it elsewhere. We darshan the extra vav of Bas Ubas. Hachrami is here too. We'll darshan Bas Ubas. Right? Bas Kain Kisil Zar. So the Ubas is coming to include even not a Bas Kain, even a Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi. That's the vav of Ubas. Ask the Gemara again. Kaman, Kirabi Kiva, going Rabbi Kiva Darsh Ravi. I'm going Dafka Kiva Darshan's vavs. And like the Rabbanon. Same answer as before. I feel the same Rabbanon. Gemara says no. You keep walking Rabbanon. Kula Ubas Krayaseru. The whole word, not the Basak. The whole word Ubas is a Krayasera because it already said Bas Kain earlier in the Psukim, so the whole word Ubas is extra now. I know we're referring to the Bas Kayin, and therefore since the whole word Ubas is extra, we can now darshan to include a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael to this din, that if the Abba on an Eved or an Akam, they become pasul for Truma, even though the marriage isn't Chal, they're still pasul from Truma in the future, Efem Guna. Ve'ima, let us say as follows, Mishi Yesh Ta'amas Gerishim Ba, Ki Les Lezera Ka'achla, Let's go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says that a bas kayin kisi lishdar, and then she becomes an amana. The bas kayin is married to a non kayin and becomes an amana or a grusha. If she has no children, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. So who says the diak is? But if it was a Akam or Eved, where there's no Amana Segerishin, over there she can never go back to her father's house. That's one way to be back, that's what we learned until now. The Gemara says maybe go the other way. Maybe it's like this. When there's Amana Segerishin, so then it's totally, if she has children, she can't go back to her father's house. If she has children from that marriage, that proper marriage to this non-Kayan, then to like Yisrael, then she can't go back to her father's house because she has a child from the Yisrael. When there's no children, she can go back to her father's house. But by an Eved, or by an Akam, even if there is children, she can go back because there's no connection to that Akam, the Eved, because there's no real marriage there. Meaning, almost opposite. Because there's no real marriage, even when there's children, she can still go back. Instead of taking a chumrah out of it and saying she's disqualified because there's no marriage, whether there's children or not, say opposite. Say even when there is children, she's not disqualified. Who told you? All we have in the pasuk is a diak that we're talking about when there's a marriage, like a Baskoyan being married to a Zar, to a Yid, as opposed to being with the Eved Akam. But we don't know what the outcome of that is, as opposed to Eved Akam, where what? Where till now we're saying, where Eved Akam, she's going to own a Maki Puzzle. Maybe it's the opposite. Eved Akam, she's going to remain kosher, whether she has a child or not. Says Gemara, in Cain, Ribui Leviv Yisrael Islamali, Mersik Shemaka Taina. If you tell me the word is that she's kosher, so who needs a Ribui for Ubas Kayan to come be Marba, a Bas Yisrael and a Bas Levi? Bishlam, if you come and tell me that she's no good, there's apostles over here, so we're going to say, not only is Bas Kayan apostle, even a Bas Levi and a Bas Yisrael are also apostle. But if it's coming to tell me that she's kosher, that there's no apostles, why would you have a rebuy of Ubas? And therefore, the fact that there's rebuy of Ubas, that would indicate that we're coming, that the way to darshan the pasuk, the way to darshan the miyat from the Amanus Agerish, which is being Mamayat, Evan, and Akam, and that we're saying that regardless it's Evan Akam, it's Mamayat in a way that over there she's Vade apostle, not that over there she's Vade kosher. Okay, ask him right now. Rabbi Kiva. We know Rabbi Kiva sheet is that Chayv Elavim, he treats Chayv Elavim, the child that comes out of Chayv Elavim is a mamzer. Back in that Mishnah that discussed Machlekes, we had really, it was before that from test, but the Mishnah itself is on that. Again, I think it's not from test. We had a Shem Manasya, we had a few different days in the Tanoim. So Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that a Chayv Elavim, Kedushin is not Taifis, and the Vlad is a mamzer, even Chayv Elavim. So he asked the Gemara now. Rabbi Akiva, the main Kedushin of Taifis, Chayv Elavim. Go to Rabbi Akiva, where even Chayv Elavim, Kedushin is not Taifis. So then when it says, my Kesia Lishzar, when it says Basak, Ubaskayin Kesia Lishzar, over there, we were discussing before that Kisi has to be some sort of Havaya. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's never going to be a marriage to anyone, let's say, Chayav Elavim. We discussed, again, right when we started today, we discussed from the back of Samachasim Beis, that it cannot be talking about Chayav Krisis, because Chayav Krisis over there, Kisi Elishzar, there's no Havaya, there's no marriage to Chayav Krisis. It must be talking about all those cases, like a Mamzer and a Sin, Daimi and Mitzri, where it's a Chayav Elavim, Kedushin Tzchal, but it's Chayav Elavim. It must be telling me in those cases that she becomes, it must be including those cases that she becomes possible. According to Bekiva, those cases are the same as Chayav Krisis. All of them have no Havaya. So according to him, the Lush, the Taish of the Pasuk is Tam, Kisival, when she has relations. So if the Taish of Kisiya means Kisibal, when she has relations, so then what's going to be the Lashon of Amanu Segerishin? Amanu Grusha Lamali, why does the Pasuk state about being an Amanu Grusha? L'chaira, let's take a step further. You don't need the drasha of Amana Grusha. We use Amana Grusha to come to include that even Eviv Akam, where Kedusha is Nachal, still it's going to be able to create a pasal in the Isha. She's pasal from Truma, pasal from Guna. But according to Bekiva, you don't need the drasha because every single time, whether Chayv Elavim, whether Chayv Krisis, every time there's relations, there's no Kedusha being Chal, there's no real Kisiyah, and still she becomes pasal. So to Eviv Akam, I would know already that she's pasal to Kuna, pasul to truma, and therefore I don't need the drasha of almana ugrusha. So the drasha of almana ugrusha according to Bikiv is extra. Says the Gemara, almana lachmer la grusha lahakala. No, there is a chumra and a kula both in almana grusha that needs to be spoken out. The Gemara explains. Tzricha, tiyesh bin almana. Because we're talking about the case of almana duchilas ezer achla. I would tell you this. The pasuk says that the maskayin go back to her father's house as long as she's an almana ugrusha without children. So I need both those. Why? Because if you're talking about almana when she has no children, she go back to her father's house, and you didn't say a word about grusha, you know what I would say? Mishum dechaz lekuna. Almana is fit for kain. Almana can marry kain gadol, but almana can still marry kain hedget. So almana is fit for kuna, and there's no children. She can go back to her father's house, eat truma. Ava grusha dechaz lekuna, but grusha who inherently became pasul now to marry kuna, maybe aim after gav less zera. Even if there's no children, maybe she cannot go back to her father's house and eat truma again. V'yash bini grusha, and if you tell me that a grusha has this din that when there's children she cannot eat, when there's no children she still can go back to her father's house and eat, I would say grusha dechaz lezera leachla grusha when there's children from the Israel, so there's children from this other marriage, she cannot go back to her father's house and eat, because also not only are there children here, she's also a grusha. Mishum lechazakuna, and a grusha herself is unfit to marry kain. Ava manu lechazakuna, but a manu herself is fit for kain still. Maybe even if there is children from this marriage, she could still go back to her father's house to eat truma. Tzrichos, you have to tell me that both grusha and Amana, when there are children from the marriage to a non-Kayan, she remains forbidden to eat truma, to go back to her father's house, to go back to father's house, and when there's no children, she can, yes, go back to father's house, whether it's a Amana or even a Grusha, she could go back to father's house to eat truma. So I have a chiddush in both directions, that a Grusha without children could eat, and then an Amana with children cannot eat, even though she's still mutter, batsim to a Kayan, she still cannot eat truma. Okay. The aim of it, by the way, if she marries a Kayan, that Almana subsequently goes and marries a Kayan, she'll be able to eat Juma. But again, the Bas Kayan, who went and married Yisrael, had a child from the Yisrael, the husband dies. She's mutten out to go marry a Kayan. If she marries a Kayan, she'll eat Juma. But while she's an Almana, she cannot go back to her father's house to eat Juma because she has this child from the Yisrael that prevents her from eating Juma. Ask the Gemara now. The aim of Nivela Pasla, Af
Matsi. So according to the Chachamim.
Yeah.
And a grusha is partial that's included that it's Tali and children.
Right, so it's interesting that the bottom line is, once we say the pasuk, what Liza is asking is that Rabbi Kiva has extra teachers, this drasha, chumra kula and amana grusha, so the chum who don't have this extra, how they know this? The answer is because it's still clear in the pasuk. It's still clear in the pasuk. It's not so much as drasha as it's black and white in the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva will tell you, I still need the pasuk to speak it out because without it, I would have thought not. But once the pasuk says it, even without the drasha, you still have it. That's a fair point to speak out. Shkaya. Vema nivela lepasla af machas grusha. Ask the Gemara. We understand that the almana, who is, I'm sorry, not almana, a machas grusha. The halacha is that a machas grusha is able, even though she's aver on the Isra of machas grusha, the halacha is that we say, we actually had this back on the Memdal and Beis, if you recall, that he ksheira uvada kasher. The halacha is that she and her vlada kasher. So just remind us of what's the case of machas grusha. Simple. A woman gets married to a man. They get divorced. She then goes and marries somebody else. She's allowed to. She then gets divorced or widowed from that second husband. She is not allowed to go back to her first husband. It's called machas grusha. Machas grusha mishanissus, really. We always call it machas grusha. The halacha is when a man divorces a woman, if she didn't marry anyone else in between, she is allowed to go back to that first husband. Only if she married someone else in between. So it's really the issur of machzir grusha, returning the grusha. It's not just like that. It's returning the grusha. Mishanis is before when she married someone else. Okay, so if she married someone else and then went back to the first husband, she's over lav. It's an issur. He's over lav. They're both over a lav. If she did such a thing and gave birth to a child, the lach is, the bottom line is, even though there's an issur lav, she's kasher, and so is the child. And what does it mean she's kasher? The child's kasher. The Mark explains, ksher means kasher lakuna, and kasha l'truma, right? So the question is why? We should say, obviously if she's divorced, then she's supposed to marry a kayan. But the point is she's supposed to go back to the truma bei sevia, and her daughter is kosher to actually marry a kayan. The child is totally kosher. It's born from a chayv alavim, but it's kosher. Okay. Says Rav Eiman Nivela pasla af machzu chasai. Maybe once we're saying that the pasuk coming to include that kisi lishzar chayv elavim, like we had mitzri adaimi mamzer nesin, the whole list that we said before is included in when the baskayin is marrying a zar, she becomes pasul from truma. So machzik shasa should be included. Says the Gemara, there's a diak there. Lishzar machmana. Tara said that she was the kayin's daughter went to marry an ish zar. Zar typically means a non kayin, Yisrael, Levi non kayin. But we teach zar to mean a little stronger. Misha zar etzamekar. This pasuk is referring to someone who was a zar. She was like forbidden to this person, Meikara. Lafukehai, this husband, Machzik Shasai, first time she got to know him, she was mutter. She only got divorced from him, married someone else, and then became Masa to him. So that's not called a Zar Meikara. Lavzar, it's Lameikara. She was not a Zar Meikara, and that would not be included in this Isser. Yachi, Chalal, Ask Gemara, classic, every Chalal. Lavzar, it's Lameikara, who the Chalal, let's say, who was not a Zar at Lameikara, Lelipso. Anytime a woman goes and marries a Chalal, simple case, she goes and marries a Chalal, so the halacha is, a woman married to a Chalal becomes Nischalal. She becomes a Chalala. And then afterwards, she won't be able to go and marry a Kohen or eat Shum afterwards. Says the Gemara, why should that be? The Chayra is Lav Zari Metzamekar. Now the first person, I try to understand, what is this? Rashi goes as far as taking out this line of the Gemara. The first are a little bothered. What's the connection? Zari Etzamekara. It's not a verb of zar. I mean, there's no isser. There's no isser for Mary is a chalal. It's a separate conversation. It's no isser. It's not a verb of zar. It's lameikara. If she wants us far or not. Okay. But the simple understanding is that she was mutter to marry this chalal, so it shouldn't be that it renders her puzzle forever. The answer is, Amakra, leichal zare me'amav. Maki zare loy, my opesel, avzare my puzzle. It says that he should not be mechalal his zare in his amai. And we darshan just like his zare, just like the kind gadol. Pasels, let's say the almana, having relations with her, so too zare, the zare that he has with her, will make a bas yisrael pasel. The child that he has with almana is a chalal, and a chalal will render the whoever he marries, whichever bas kain, certainly, and even bas yisrael marries now a chalal as well, a chalala. And pasuk. Ask the Gemara 1 second. If you go and base that pasuk, the Eimim Bishas Havaya, maybe she becomes pasul Bishas the marriage. Maybe even without the Bia, it creates a pasul. Says the Gemara, Dumi the Kain Gadol Bamana. We compare it to Kain Gadol Bamana. Maka Gadol Bamana, we had earlier in this Masechta, in the past 10, 15 Ba, we've had a few times that Kozman is Erisin, so we had a discussion whether if she's a Bas Kayan, who's Almana married to a Kayan Gadol, could she eat Truma now? Machlekes Remeir versus Rabbi Elazar Shimon. She's being Mishtamer to be a Psula, but she'd have to be a Psula yet. But it's clear she only becomes us if she has to be a Bishas Nesuin. So Ma Kayan Gadol Almana Bevia, only the Bia makes a Pasul. Avhainami Bevia, so too in the case of the Chalal that has relations with the marriage with the Isha, it only renders her Pasul once there's Bia. They Madik Havaya Ubia. Maybe go the other way. Maybe you need Havaya and Bia. Not good enough if there's Bia alone. Just like Bamana, be alone is enough to pasler. So to veer by the regular chalal, she becomes pasul just through be alone, even without the kedushin. Okay, so we're not really finished yet. This whole sugya, we're continuing. Even in truth, even get to the Mishnah Baal Naman also continues the same sugya. We're still focused on different scenarios of pasling women from truma and from Kuna. So we said in yesterday's daf, and we said we would get back to Rashi right away, jumped in and said, the Gemara will elaborate. The Chilik, we have three Shitas Tanayim as to what renders a woman pasul from being Truma. So what renders a woman pasul from being Truma. So we basically said, anytime the Zare is pasul, any person who Zare is pasul from Kuna, pasul is the woman he has relations with. That was Rabbeisi. Tanakama had said, what did Tanakama say? 1 second, remind yourself. Tanakama had said, let me just turn back for a second to Samach Chesam and Aleph. Tanakama had said that here. Bentes Shanu Vyamechan, Ger Amani Mav Mitzvah Vedaimi Kusin is in the Mamzer, Shabbat Kenneth Vivisrael, Pasan. Tanakama just gave a list of all these psulim that have relations with a, as long as they're 9 years old, with a Kohenes, Leviah, Israelis, Pasul. That's Tanakama. Rabbeisi comes along and says, Kol Shezare Pasul, anyone whose children are disqualified, they also Pasul the woman they have relations with. But if the Zare is not Pasul, they don't Pasul the children, the woman they have relations with. That's Rabbeisi, which sounds very similar to Tanakama. And then Shilomil comes along and says, even more similar to Rabbeisi, anyone who you can marry the daughter, which again means the daughter is not Pasul, then you can marry the mother who is the woman who had relations with this man, again, whichever fellow, the daughter that comes out of him will be mutter. So the woman that he had relations with is also mutter. And if the daughter is going to be usher, then the woman he had relations with is also going to be usher, which sounds almost like Rabbeisi. It's talking about Zare, just focusing on daughters as opposed to sons. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the chilik in these three shittos? Says the Gemara. Rabbeisi Aimer, Kol Shezare Pasul, anytime the children that are born that are Pasul, so the woman who had relations with this man, would be puzzle. Koshen zayar puzzle. Any man where the children born from would not be puzzle. Any person who won't puzzle the mother either. Might take a mitanik amar besi. What's the mitanik amar besi? Where's the nafmina? Rabbi Echron. Simple. Mitzu sheni v'dayim sheni ikbenayo. There's scenarios of psulim with this level, this generation is possible, but the next generation will be okay. So let's say a mitzu sheni and a dayim sheni have relations with a woman. That child that's born will be a mitzu shlishi. Mitzu shlishi. Dar shlishi. Yaveh bekal. Dar shlishi is mutter to come into the kal. So the child born is kosher. That person themselves is puzzled. Can't come into the cow. According to Tanakama, the woman who has relations with the Mishra Shani, she herself will become puzzled to Guna, because she had relations with someone that's puzzled to cow. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi, a person whose child is kosher will not render the woman who had relations with puzzled either. Right? Won't make her puzzled. The person whose child himself is not kosher can't be married to the cow, but he won't render the person he had relations with through Rabia, won't render the puzzled either. That's why basically being more lenient by the case of Mishra Shani and Daim Shani, that the child will be permissible, and even the woman, the wife, the woman who had relations with this fellow will also remain mutter. And ironically enough, both the Tanakam and Beis who are arguing, the source is the case of Amana to Kohen Gadol. How? Tanakam is serving my Kohen Gadol Amana should be a Sabah Aveira Paisel, just like a Kohen Gadol by an Amana, where the Bia is Aveira, and it apostles her and the children, Afainami Paisel. Well, I shouldn't really focus on the children, it's just focus on her. It passes her. So to over here, the relationship with a mitzvah sheni or a daimi sheni, which is usher, is going to pass. Simple. Go back to the case of Kohen Gadol. Ma Kohen Gadol, your own case. Ma Kohen Gadol, shazari pasul, upasul. By Kohen Gadol, the offspring is pasul, and it passes the woman he had relations with, the almana. Afkol, to other kohenim. Afkol, shazari pasul, paisel. So to anyone with a zari's puzzle, it will pasul. Lafuki mitzvah sheni, dein zari pasul. To the exclusion of mitzvah sheni, with a zera is not pasul. The siv banim ashev leidu, dut lehem, dar shlishi avalem bekal shem. The third generation is mut bekal shem. So therefore, since it doesn't pasul the children, it won't pasul the woman who have relations with either. So mechlek shabesi and tanakama is about specifically the case of mitzvah sheni, a demi sheni where the child is going to be permissible. Ask the okay, fine. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm a kosh at nice bitai, at nice manas, wherever you can marry the daughter, you can marry the almana, the woman. If you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the almana. Is that not mamash Rav Yossi? Mike, we understand how he's different than Tanakama because he's also making a tali in the offspring. But Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon Gamliel are both making tali in the offspring. What's the chiluk between two shitas? Amar Ula, ger amayni umeavik venayo. You got to come up with the case, of course, with the difference between males and females. Rav Shimon Gamliel is clearly focused on kol shabitai. Rav Yossi is focused on kol shazarei. So where is there a case where a daughter would be mutter, whereas the son would be usher? Where's that case? Famous. Ger Amayim Avi, coming up very close to Shavuos. This is the topic, of course, where Rus Amayavia was Taka Mutter, is Mutter after Geris. Why? Because the drasha that Ger Amayim Amayav Aser, Bekal Hashem, is only on the males. The females, Amutter, Amayiniv Le'amayinis, Mayaviv Le'amayavis. Okay, says the Gemara, Ger Amayim Avi, Ikabinayu. Which, just to clarify again, speak it out, according to Abyesi, that would be still considered, according to Abyesi, as long as it has to be Zare's kasher. So if the Zare's not kasher, meaning if the sons are not kasher, that's still going to be a problem, and the mother, the amana will also be pasul tikuna. According to Shimon Gamliel, as long as the daughter's kasher, then the mother will be kasher. So in this case of Isha, who has relations with a amana mayev and has a daughter, that daughter would be kasher. Since the daughter would be kasher, therefore the mother would make kasher as well, even though the son wouldn't be kasher. According to Shimon Gamliel, he's makel by Aman and Mayev. Okay. Says Gemara, Shteilim, Dua, Elma Kayev, Gadal, Mana. Again, they're both learning out from Kayev, Gadal, Mana. Rabbi Yisavar, Ma Kayev, Gadal, Mana, Shazari, Apostle, Paisel, Kayev, Gadal, Mana. The Zari that comes out is Apostle, and Apostle's the widow, the Mana. Afkol, Shazari, Apostle, Paisel, is Apostle. So too, anytime the Zari is puzzle, it will pass to the woman in relations. Shemuel is going to say, Savar, Makagod Bamanish Kol, Shekol Zari puzzle, puzzle. Yes, I agree to you that the Zari is puzzle by Kohen Gadol, but all the Zari is puzzle, Saya son, Saya daughter, would be Nishalo by a man of Kohen Gadol. Af Shekol Zari puzzle, puzzle. So, too, only a case where all the Zari is puzzle will puzzle the mother as well. Lafuki amayim avi tinkos zari pasul amamar amayiniv leamayinis ma'aviv leamavis, and therefore a daughter is kosher, and therefore since it's not called zari pasul, it's not going to pasul the mother whom there was relations with. Okay, ha'inus.
Yes. We'll start the myth. So again, it's past this tachira that anytime we say the words she's pasul for a kayin, she's also pasul to eat chuma if she has a son who's a kayin.
Right, or if she's a Baskayan. Or if she's a Baskayan. If she's a Baskayan, she wouldn't be able to go back to Beis Aviyah. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
They're all grouped together. Whatever, yeah. All by one, all by all three. Whatever she is.
L'chayre, yeah. Yeah, once we darshaned it in yesterday's daf, right? Daf Samaches, once we darshaned that both dinim apply, Sai Psul to Marikun and Sai Psul to Truma, Lechari going forward, wherever we have it, presumably unless there's a specific, you know, drush or why not, we would say that it's Usser and Gansen, Lechari. Yeah. Next cases. Ha'inus, Va'mefata, Va'ashaita, Le'paislin, V'le'machilin. Someone who's Ma'anis, that violates against the will, someone who's Mefata, who persuades to relations, or a Shaita. Shaita we know can't have a full kedushin anyway. Le'paislin, they do not pass the woman who they're relations with. However, Le'machilin, they don't tell. If they're a non-Kayan, let's say she's a Bas-Kayan. So, she's able to teach Uma. And then someone's Ma'anis her, someone's Mefata her. Or she has marriage, I'm putting quotations, marriage, with a shaita, which is not a marriage. So lay place on it. We'll not disqualify her for going back to Truma's Beis Aviyah, but if she was an Ankayan, and you want to now have her be able to teach Truma of these people that she had, was Nenas, or Nespata, or the shaita, who's a Kayan, they were not able to teach Truma either. Lay place of the Machilim. If they're in a love of Israel, if however they're not fit to be among Kai Israel, then are Lepaisan. If they're not fit to come into Kai Israel, then they do pasul. Keitzad, and this is, the mission elaborates, but we kind of touched on this already in the prior daf, about those that aren't fit to come to Kai Israel, that they pasul. Keitzad. Yisrael Shabbal Baskayan. Let's say if Yisrael had relations with a Baskayan, Techel Bachuma. She can still eat Chuma. The act of be alone will not prevent her from eating Chuma. The Gemara will discuss later in the daf, when this, on the base of here, why are we not concerned that maybe she's pregnant? Well, let's go step by step. Let's see. The Mishnah top of the base says, first of all, Ibra. If she's pregnant, then let her be Chuma. So stam. A Yisrael had relations with the Baskayan out of the context of a marriage. He was ma'anas her, he raped her, he violated her, or he even persuaded her. She was agreeable to it. Bottom line is, it was just to be outside the marriage. Does not make her puzzle from Truma or from really marrying a Kayan, except according to Eliezer, who says that a Pnuya Ba Pnuya makes her a Zaina, but according to him, certainly a Zaina can't marry a Kayan. But if you go not like him, she would still be considered kosher to marry a Kayan, kosher to eat Truma. Ibra, however, top of a maze, again, top words of the page, if she became pregnant, then she cannot eat Truma, because she now has relations, she has a baby from this Yisrael, and that keeps her outside, that keeps her in the context of being connected with Yisrael. On the flip side, if the baby, Nebuch, Nechtab literally means it got cut up. It means the baby disintegrated, and it came out of her body, it was a miscarriage. Teichel, she could eat Truma, the baby was never born, she could go back to eat Truma. Harikayin, the other direction. Harikayin Shabbat Basarol, what if it was a kayin that's a Baal Basarol? Loi Teichel B'Truma, does not enable to eat Truma. Ibra, but if she's pregnant, then still, because we had a couple of hours ago, only Yilud Machel, only once the baby's born could it cause her to eat Truma. Shani Yilud, Eina Machel doesn't allow her to eat Truma. Yolda, once she gives birth to the baby, then Teichel, she gets Truma, Nimsakech Shal Ben, Gadam Mishalav. Once the baby's born, she gets Truma. Comes out that the father was not able to make her eat Truma, even though he had be with her, and she's pregnant, the father couldn't make her eat Truma. Only the baby's being born enables the truma, so the kayach of the ben, so to speak, is greater than the kayach of the av. Now, just on that line, top line of Ambez, where it says, Ibra, if she's pregnant, she can't eat truma, but the Gemara's simple understanding of Mishnah is, Kolzman, she's not pregnant. We're talking about a case, that first case, the Mishnah was a Baskayan that had relations with the Yisrael. Kolzman, she's not pregnant, she can go back to truma of Beis Aviyah. If she's found to be pregnant, then she cannot eat, unless the baby ends up being not viable. Fine. The mashmaiyus is that you don't have to be worried that she's pregnant unless you know she's pregnant. The mashmaiyus asks, why not? Why don't we say you have to wait till 3 months past, avchana? Wait till you know for sure she's not pregnant till she eats. Why does she eat right away? That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. That's what I've heard to before. Okay. Set the Gemara. Ha'eved. Paisal mashambiya. Eved kanani. That's relationship with the Bas Kayan. So the B alone passes her from being Juma. Vein et pasal mashim zera. But ironically enough, an Eved will not pass her from being Juma if the evidence is a descendant, meaning you know, we have a weird case where the Isha is a Bas Kayan has some sort of Eved grandchild. Well, I cut to the chase. It's not going to be a child. Eved grandchild. Then the Eved grandchild will not disqualify her from being Juma. The Eved grandchild, we'll explain the case in a minute, will not disqualify her from being Juma. But a beer with the Eved itself that will disqualify her. Let's see. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael LeKayin, a Bas Yisrael who has relations with a Kayin, or a Bas Kayin LeYisrael, or a Bas Kayin that's married to Yisrael, Yodai Men Ben, and they have a child. Valecha Ben, the Nichvash Al Shivcha, and the Ben went and the Lashon of the Mishnah is, and he forced himself, I guess we assume by a Shivcha, it's his choice, and he forced himself, okay, I bet LeKayin, it's irrelevant if he forced or not, had relations with a Shivcha, the Yodai Men Ben, and the Shivcha gave birth to a child from this regular, misbehaving, but kosher son. Yisrael, or right from the kosher, so of course, or kosher kain, whatever he is, but this kosher yid. The halacha is, we know the child of a shifcha is mesiachas after the shifcha. Hareza eved. This child is an eved, even though as a father is either a kain or Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, the child mesiachas after the shifcha, and therefore it's considered not considered his child. Which makes it that his mother, which is his grandmother, doesn't have. It's a biological, you can call it a grandson who's an eved, but it's not mesiachas after her. And therefore, we say as follows: if this eved's father's mother was a Yisrael who was married to a kayin, leitecha b'tshuma, she can't eat tshuma because she doesn't have any kahuna descendants. If this is I left that one step. Then this son who had the relationship with the shifcha, he died, so he's out of the picture. So now she wants to either be able to go back to her father's house to eat truma, or she wants to be able to eat truma from her husband, depending on the case. If she was a bas truma to kain, she wants to be able to eat truma via her husband, or if she was a bas kain to Yisrael, she wants to be able to go back to her father's house to eat truma. Says the Mishnah, if she's aim of a bas Yisrael kain, if in the case of bas Yisrael to kain, her kain husband's obviously gone, otherwise she can eat truma because of the kain. Her son's also gone. Is this grandson who's Evid's around? This grandson Evid will not be able to eat truma because it's not misyachas after. It's not considered as if she has descendants from this marriage anymore. And if she's a bas kain Yisrael, teichel b'tshuma. If she was a bas kain married to Yisrael, again, her husband's gone. Her son is gone. She has this grandson Evid, which is not misyachas after her. She can indeed go back. That's considered v'zera einla. She can go back to a beis avia and eat truma a beis avia. Mamzer presents a similar idea now, also a case of a grandson making issues. Mamzer Paisel. A Mamzer passels Umaychel. A Mamzer who can passel the Baskayin for going back to Chumba Sevilla, Umaychel. But on the flip side, the Mamzer, again, in this case, obviously there's some sort of BSS over here, the Mamzer will enable his grandmother, the Israelis, to eat Chuma, because the Mamzer is a descendant of Kuna, and it's considered as if she has descendants, if she was married to a Kayan, and her grandson is a Mamzer, will yes enable her to continue to eat Chuma of her marriage house. Let's see. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael to Kayan, a Bas Yisrael to Kayan, u Bas Kayan to Yisrael. We lump it together again, whether it's a Bas Yisrael to Kayan, a Bas Kayan to Yisrael. Fieldam and a Bas, in this case, she gave birth, we're not talking about a son, we're talking about a daughter. She gave birth to a daughter. V'locha Bas, v'nisis le'ever elev chavim. So this is a very loaded case. The Bas went and had marriage, so to speak, marriage is a chal, but had a marriage with the Evet or a chavim. The Yolda and Bas, Ben, and that marriage led to a child. Hareza Mams. That child is a Mams. We know it's a big machlekes. We've discussed many times in machlekes with the Evet Akabab by Sol, Havad Mamzer. We came out in our sigils earlier that the Vlad, we hold Pashas that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but we spoke out that, and our Mesech, we mentioned it's a Mamzer. We pointed out that elsewhere, we seem to come out the Maisa that we hold that Evet Akabab by Sol, the Vlad is a Pugum. But it's not a mamzer, and we quoted it earlier in this Masechta as well. Okay, but this mishnah is going, it's machlekes tanaim already. This mishnah is clearly going with the tzad, that's a mamzer. So according to the tzad, that's a mamzer. So we have this grandson who's a mamzer from the daughter who lived with the guy. And now the shaila is whether the grandmother can eat truma of either father's house or of the marriage house. So now, the case obviously is where this grandmother, her husband, is deceased. And the daughter that's in between them is obviously deceased, because if the daughter's around, they don't have to be focused on the mamzer, be focused on the daughter herself. She's obviously out of the picture as well. And again, the shaila is, what's her status? Ha'isa aim, ima bas Yisrael l'kayin. This mamzer, if his mother's mother was a bas Yisrael married to a kayin, and she wants to eat truma because she was married to a kayin, but the husband's gone, her daughter's gone, but she has a grandson who's a mamzer, guess what? Teichel b'tshuma. She can still eat truma on account of the mamzer. He's a mamzer kayin, but he's a mamzer. We've had the gemaras that refer elsewhere, it doesn't lose the shame kuna. A mamzer kayin is considered more chashev, right? A mamzer kain is more chashev. Well, actually, I take it back. The one I'm referring to is a mamzer tam chacham is more chashev than a kain gadol amaretz. That's what I'm referring to. A mamzer tam chacham.
But okay, mamzer is not a kain. The mamzer is not a kain. It's just a grandchild from.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Right. The mamzer keeps the marriage to the kain with status. Correct. Thank you. The mamzer keeps the status to the kain, keeps the status of the marriage to kain intact because there is an offspring from that marriage. The same thing would apply. This is just more dramatic. Same thing would apply, much more simple. If a woman marries a kain, they have daughters. Daughters all marry Yisraelim. And the Yisraelim now they all have children. They're all Yisraelim. So she has lots of daughters and grandkids, Baruch Hashem, beautiful house with lots of children and grandchildren, but none of them are kahanim. except for husband, and the husband's gone, he died, he's out of the picture. She could slay truma, because the idea is she has offspring from that marriage, exactly. So, bas, in that case, take up a truma, and the kiddush over is even though it's a mamzer. Bas kain Yisrael, on the flip side, if she was bas kain to Yisrael, she wants to go back to her father's house, to truma, she cannot let take up a truma, because the mamzer is keeping her status to this marriage around, and therefore she's possible to go back to her base of via. Kain gadol pamishu paisel, kain gadol himself, based on this type of setup that we had prior in the Mishnah, it wouldn't be such a chiddush, but the Mishnah is going to spell out the case to us. A kain gadol kapasel's grandmother for eating truma. The case could be really the case I just gave you. That's going to be the case I just gave you, where the daughter is married a, we'll see. Kain gadol pamishu paisel, ketzad, bas kain, lisrael, vial de menebet, bas. Let's see if bas kain. She got married to Israel. She lost the ability to truma because she's married to Israel. She gave birth to a daughter. And the case over here was the daughter went opposite, we said a minute ago, instead of the bas, the daughter from a Kayan marrying Israel, here we have a bas Israel marrying a Kayan. So again, you have a bas Kayan married a Israel. Her daughter is Israelis, because her father was Israel. She went and married a Kayan. Amazing. It says the Mishnah, V'holcho Abbas, Venis Lekayan. The bas went to marry a Kayan, Yoldam and a Ben, and gave birth to a son, and the son is fit to be a Kayin Gadol now. Harei is a royally Kayin Gadol. This grandson is fit to be a Kayin Gadol. Meaning the fact that the son-in-law is also fit to be a Kayin Gadol doesn't do anything for the mother. That's not such a chiddush. That it's not her offspring that she's fit to have a son-in-law Kayin Gadol. Chiddush is that she's fit to have a grand, she's a Bas Kayin, and she's fit to have a grandson. He could be the Kayin Gadol, and that Kayin Gadol grandson is goof what's going to stop her from eating Chuma. That's the irony over here. Halcha Abbas, Minis, the Kayin Vyodaman, Ben, Harez, the Relic is Kayin Gadol. This grandson is fit to be Kayin Gadol. Ayyamin, Mashamash, Lakab Mesbech, doing Avoid the Mesbech, Machlas, Imai. He certainly entitles his mother, the Israelis, to eat Chuma, who Pesel, Amy, but he passes the grandmother who was married to the Israel, passes her because it keeps that marriage, that family, that bias alive, that her marriage to the Israel, and apostles are from going back to the Chuma of her father's house, Zay Samaris, like Kivani Kayin Gadol, Shu Pais Laini, Minat Chuma. This is a Kishmak Lushan that Rebbe brings to, you know, make the Mishnah memorable, that this is like the woman who says, you know, I hope you don't have children like my grandson, the Kayin Gadol. This is the humble brag. My grandson, the Kayin Gadol, who stops me from eating Chuma. Nebuch, I have this Kayin Gadol grandson who disallows me from eating Chuma, right? That's the Shabbat she'll say, right? That it's the irony Shabbai. And of course, she gets to brag that a grandson's a Kayin Gadol, but it's the irony that a Kayin Gadol is prohibiting his own ancestors, own mother, grandmother, from eating Chuma. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tani lahad tana banam. We learned this already in a Braisa. Shaita v'kata shasum nashim umesu v'mesu. Shaita or kata married women and they die. Nishasem p'turus menachlitza menayivam. Their wives are putter from chalitza and from yivam. So it's the same idea that why the wives are putter from chalitza yivam? Because it's not a marriage b'chal. As we said in our Mishnah as well, that the shaita does not passel the wife from eating chuma, nor does he enable to eat chuma because the marriage is nothing. It's not a marriage b'chal, and therefore she cannot eat chuma if he's a kayin. He can't cause the chuma, but he doesn't take away her ability to eat chuma. If she's a bas kayin, she can still eat the chuma of beis avia. Ketzad. We said the Mishnah Ketzad. This is quoting the Mishnah. Every Yisrael shabah bas kayin, take up a chuma. A Yisrael that's born a bas kayin, a Yisrael that has relations with bas kayin, she likes chuma because she's, as just to be alone, doesn't take away her ability from eating chuma of beis avia. Ibra, but if she comes pregnant like teichel, she can no longer eat chuma. Says Gemara, so kiven ibra like teichel. This is the deal we spoke out when we read the Mishnah. Since if she's pregnant, she can't eat chuma. Lecha shema ibra. It would sound like from the Mishnah only when she's pregnant she can't eat chuma. But until she's pregnant, we allow her to continue eating from beis avia. Why? Why should we be concerned she's pregnant? Like we learned in the following Mishnah back on daf lamed gimel. Mila tana. Didn't we learn mafishnei sashosh chadashim shemer barzein? Didn't we learn early in the masechta that we make sure to have avchan of 3 months? Maybe they're pregnant. We make sure not to let them be yibam or other cases of whatever she has relations with someone's usher. We make sure to figure out. Let's say we had women that were married to two men and they got mixed up whose wife was whose and they had relations. They didn't do it on purpose. But they had relations. We're not scared. We're not sure if they became pregnant. So we wait 3 months to make sure to find out if the yichus of any child being born is a mamzer. We don't want them to come back together right away because then if they get pregnant, 9 months later, well, we're not going to know if it was a mom's or not, so we wait. So same idea, we should be waiting. Says Abba Vuna, L'yuchas and Chashashu, over there it's a concern of yichas. So over there we're concerned L'chuma and Chashashu. By Chuma, it's a Chashash, maybe, we're not concerned for yichas and we're more concerned on a possibility. For Chuma, we're not concerned on a possibility. Yes, where is that? So, L'chuma and Chashashu, on Chuma we're not concerned just about a possibility. V'atanya reza gita Chashashu k'n misasi. If a guy gives a get to his wife, she's Israelis, he says, this you get 1 hour before I die. Because he wants to maybe save her from Yibam and other issues. But he's creating a new issue now. What's the issue? Aslech b'shuma miyad. She has to, she's also from eating Chuma right away. There's a big sugya in the Gemara, more in Gittin has this, maybe comes up elsewhere as well. But the Gemara Gittin discusses, when a guy says, Now, when the same, the Gemara says, if a guy gives a shliach get to give to his wife, he wasn't even well, he was unwell, and he gives a shliach get to give his wife, the shliach let him give the get becheskes that he's still alive, and the get is chag, he gave the get becheskes that he's alive. So you let him assume chazak, and then you left the guy alive, he's still alive. Here we're saying, as for almost opposite, the guy said, this is a get 1 hour before I die, right away you got to assume, at any moment he could die, and therefore she has to stop being Jew, mamiya, because the divorce, because chag, being chal, now, because he'll be dead in an hour, which is mamish, opposite idea. We don't say cheskes chayim, and the more in Gittin, in the third pack answers, there's a fundamental difference between where you base it on whether he will die or whether he is dead. Even though it's the same moment. When you say a concern, he will die, like in this case, where he said, this you're getting out before I die, everyone's eventually going to die. That's the facts of life. Everyone eventually is going to die. So therefore, to say that this shach is getting misasa, again, even though in an hour from now, we would still say, b'cheska, he's a chazak, he's still alive, but right now, a chazaka that he will be alive, that we don't say. We don't say chazaka he will be alive, and therefore we're concerned. But to give a get, the chazaka that he's alive at this moment, that we would do. So those two things are not to, even though they sound a little like a stira, the Mara says, the chazaka of Yamas, the future, is not, that he's not gonna die, doesn't work, but the chazaka that he didn't die, that does work. Okay. But the bottom line is, we're worried that maybe he's gonna die, and the truma will come out retroactively. She wasn't able to eat truma, and we stop right away. And our Mishnah, we're not saying that. We're saying only if you're pregnant, we're concerned. But we're not concerned until we know that she's pregnant. Don't tell me that by yuchsim we're worried, by truma we're not worried. We find the case by truma worried as well. So why are we talking about worried in our Mishnah? So Rabbi Funas answers, b'nesuin chashashu, b'znus lechashashu. There's a difference between znesuin and znus. By a case of marriage, that was the case earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel, where even though they did a znus by mistake, they didn't know it was a znus. They thought it was a marriage. They thought they were being cohabiting with the proper wives, proper spouses. And therefore, over there, we're worried that maybe they became pregnant. Whereas over here, in our case, it's znus. By znus, we know the derech of Ishias we had in the concept in the past as well, that the derech is, she's misapecha, she tries to turn herself over, she tries to clean herself out, she tries to make sure the zera isn't kailah, the zera does not be to take to become pregnant. Says Gemara, 1 second, Nesuim Yichashashu, are we talking Cheshish by Nesuim, that there's automatically going to be a pregnancy, and therefore, we're going to say that she's Asati Truma, Vatanya Baskain, Shinesis Yisrael, Vemes. A Baskain that married Yisrael, and he died. Tevelos Vechalos Truma. If Baskain was married to Kain and he died, Yisrael, and he died, she can't Truma while she's married to Yisrael, because, obviously, she's married to Yisrael. However, once he dies, she just goes to the mikvah, and he's Truma. And she's going to the mikvah. Why should she go to the mikvah? She's going to the mikvah because Kolzman, she had a bia, as soon as she had bia recently, so the zera for the husband, the act of bia, renders her tummy, so she needs to go to the mikvah. But what do you see? Obviously, you're waiting for her to go to the mikvah. That means you're not waiting 3 months. You're just waiting for her to go to the mikvah, and then she eats. Sounds like she's eating Truma right away. She may be pregnant with the child. And over there, it was an asuin. We're not talking about his nus, and we're still not concerned. I'm Rav Chizda, Tevelos Vayichalos Adar Bayim. Unbelievable chiddush over here. That she can go to the mikveh and eat till 40 days. Why? Because we have a manushach. Dilei ma'abra. If she didn't become pregnant, dilei ma'abra. She's not pregnant, and then she's totally fine. V'ma'abra, even if she does become pregnant, ad abayim yoyim maya ba'alma. Huge words over here. Till 40 days, the Uber is considered Maya Ba'alma. The first discussed, this makes me enough Kaminas Lagabe Dinam of abortions. Of course, a big topic now with the new Supreme Court's ruling. It's a big nafkamina in Halacha when it comes to concerns where there may be some sort of issue, right? So later stages is much more chummer. Up to the first 40 days, based on this idea, Maya Ba'alma, there's much more leniency. Certainly would not be considered Ritzicha. It's much more leniency in what's allowed to be done. Obviously, we're not passing for it. We're just bringing out that based on this idea in the Gemara, it makes nafkaminas. And that makes nafkaminas also, some want to discuss, that should make some achrim discuss about, we had a couple of bad ago, a discussion about Uber Minkaina. You can be makna something to an Uber. But till 40 days, perhaps you can't be makna even to an Uber. Even because my can makna to an Uber, till 40 days, a Kenyan to an Uber would not take effect because it's Maya Ba'alma. Okay, so the point is that Manavsha, if she's pregnant, if she's not pregnant, she's good to go. Even if she is pregnant for the first 40 days, Maya Ba'alma, so ironically enough, she's Israelis. She's a Baskain, I should say, married to Israelis. We're concerned that maybe she's pregnant, but for the first 40 days, it doesn't matter anyway, because it wouldn't stop her from going back to Truma's Beis Aviyah. She can go back to Truma's Beis Aviyah. If at the end of 40 days we see she's not pregnant, then she has to be concerned. So really, she has to be worried from day 40 to the end of 3 months. So that's what I'm like, Bayachi, aim a safe, look at the safe. Hook Uber Maya. If it's noticeable that she has an Uber, Timbuk Kalsama Freya. If she comes, she's Makukama Freya, the truma that she ate is no good. But you just told me that till 40 days is not a problem. We spoke, we had the answer ready. My Makukalas, what does it mean if she comes ruined attractively? Ad Arboyim. Going back from 3 months till the 40th day. From 40 days before that, nothing's Makukal. From after 40 days till 3 months, the child's already considered something. She didn't know she's pregnant till I guess there were no, she didn't do a proper test, or she didn't notice for the fact that she was missing her vest, her period. She didn't realize she was pregnant. She was eating truma all the way till 3 months, so till it became nicker. So from the 40 days to 3 months, taka, that was makulkul. That'll come out to be makulkul. But the point is that the reason over here we're saying we're enabling her to eat truma is because we're saying for the first 40 days, at least for that period, till 40 days, she is, even if she is pregnant, we're not concerned. So that's what we mean when we're not chayshish. And it should come out from 40 to 3 months would be a concern. That's what should come out. More than spelled out for us clearly, but that's what should come out. That from after 40 days till 3 months, she should talk and stop eating chuma. Itmar. Haba Ali Rusasai, Beveis Chamav. One who has relations with his Arusa in the Beis Chamav. So he's going to marry her. This is a very interesting halacha. He's going to marry her, but they jumped the gun. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. This is incredible. The Vlad is a Mamzer. Now, not a Mamzer from him. It's his future wife. He's married to her. Everything's great. The idea is that Rav says, the same way she's promiscuous and having relations with her future husband before the marriage, we have to be concerned that she has relations with other people. Let's go back a step. Why is every child assumed to be kosher? Every time you have a marriage and a child's born, the child's assumed to be kosher. Why is that? Because we say, Rav Bias Achar Abal. We have a Rav. Rav Bias go after the Baal. Since Rav Bias go after the Baal, I'll be right. The child came from the Baal, and therefore the child's kosher. Even though there's always a chashash, maybe she stepped out of the marriage, but I'll be right. We say the child's kosher because Rav Bias go after the Baal. But in the case where we see she's straying, and you don't have Rav Bias Achar Baal yet, because she's not having regular being with the Baal yet. She's not married to him. She's only in Arusa. So over there, once she's having relations, and we don't have Rav Bias Achar Baal, we have to be concerned. We're not saying for sure, but we have to be concerned. We have to treat it like a mamzer. Shulam Rav Vashtuki. Shul says no. Vajistuki. So really, the lush I just used maybe is a little misleading. Because Rav says we treat it like a mamzer, meaning mamzer vaday, we treat it. Shmuel says shtuki. Shtuki the lush is we say mishaskin. You know, the mother says quiet, but when he asks who his father is, it's a shtuki, has a din of a suffix mamzer. So Shmuel is also maskim, it's a suffix mamzer. Rav saying that lush is maskim, it's not vaday mamzer, but we treat it like a vaday mamzer. Amrava. Mesamras Rav. The diamond ma'alma. Mistaver Rav's words are talking about a specific case where the suspicions, the diamond is like rumors that she's having relations outside with men in general, that she's promiscuous. Avalei diamond ma'alma. If there's no rumors about having relations outside of the husband, why would we assume that it came from outside to make her vada mamzer? Rav says, what's my right to this? Titani, from our Mishnah, that's why it comes over here, from our Mishnah, Yolda, we send the Mishnah, Yolda, if she gives birth, Teichel Shiki Chuma, Heikadami, we're talking about the Isha, that had relations with the Kayan, they weren't married, but that relations, we're saying once she gives birth, you could have, she could eat Chuma. If she's having rumors that this woman she gets around and there's other men that have been with her as well, he held up my title. So why on earth couldn't he, when she was yelda, because she truma, maybe it was from a different person, not from this guyan. Ella mine daima, it must be that the rumors were just of her with this guyan, with this fellow. There's no rumors about her with anybody else, and therefore we say that she keeps truma. Now over there wasn't even Arison. She just was rumored to be with this guyan, to be promiscuous. They had taka, she gave birth to child, we say shiki chuma. So ma hasam la yisura. Over there where there's iser to this kayin, iser to anyone else. She's not married really to anyone. She's usher equally to this kayin and anybody else. Yet we say bashidashinim, the rumors are just with him. And therefore we leave it and say the child's from him and we lay her to chuma. Hachad la yisura hetera. Over here, she has a husband who's erisin with her. Where she's mutter, not supposed to be jumping the gun, it's premature, but she's mamish mutter to him, and the outsiders are mamish ashras ish. Like Kelshkin and Shinumi certainly say that we assume it came from the husband, and therefore it would enable Tichuma, and therefore Rav is saying it must be that Rav's din is only where there's rumors about other men, that's why we treat like a mamish Rav. Not for the rumors, we wouldn't. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, I'll disagree. Abaya says that you're learning that from the Mishnah that Rav's psak is only when there's rumors. I'll tell you, Emelach Kleichad Daimim Minei Afagav Dulei Daimim Alma Amarav Avad Mamzer. Even in a case where she's had relations with the Yaras and there's no rumors about the world at large, still Rav says Avad Mamzer. By Taima, Darmin with Afkar Nafshel Gabi Aris Afkar Nafshel Alma, because she was Mafkar herself for the Aris, she was Mafkar herself Gabi Alma. Our Mishnah obviously seems to say not like that. Masnisan is talking about again a serious Hachamai Skinan Shehayu Shneim Mustapadis Shneim Chavushim Bebeis Asurim. Our Mishnah talking about a case where they were both locked up in jail. So we know the Israelis and this Kayan were locked up together. The only people they could have relations with were each other. So over there, even though it's out of the context of a marriage, we're going to allow her to eat truma because she had a child from a Kayan, and there's really no chash that came for anybody else. But the second they're not locked up, the second there's any possibility, maybe even when she's married to this guy and there's no rumors, we're concerned that once she's mafka herself, and we have to be concerned that the Vada is a mamzer vaday, according to Rav, according to Shmuel. Not the Marzami, Igadami. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.